This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 35,000 Verizon workers, largely represented by the communication workers, have gone on strike. President Barack Obama designated the headquarters of the National Women's Party a national monument in honor of Equal Pay Day. Headquarters will be called the Belmont Paul Women's Equality National Monument, named in honor of former National Women's Party President Alva Belmont and founder Alice Paul, both key figures in the women's suffragette movement of the early 20th century. In tennis, where men and women compete alongside one another in the same stadiums around the world, female players still earn significantly less than their male peers. Grand Slam tournaments and a handful of other top combined events that pay men and women equally remain the exceptions. The Hungarian government officials have backtracked on a proposal to ban all retail shopping on Sundays. 27 of 36 states in Nigeria are behind or not paying public workers in the financial crisis there, triggered by the fall in oil prices. A number of community colleges in the USA, including large operations in Orange County, California, and Houston, have training contracts on job skills with Middle Eastern countries to raise money for their programs. 2004, the emerging world accounted for 20% of the 587 billionaires in Forbes magazine's annual survey, but by 2014, it accounted for 43% of the 1,645 billionaires on the list. 79% of the new emerging world billionaires were self-made, compared to 60% in the developed world. Canada says that 37,000 Chinese millionaires took advantage of a now-defunct immigrant investor program to become permanent residents of British Columbia between 2005 and 2012. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says he would not accept nomination by the Republican convention for president. USA, Brazil, and Argentina account for 75% of the acreage in genetically modified crops, and corn, soybeans, cotton, and canola account for the majority of the planting. In many cases, more than 90% of what is grown in these four crops is GMO, which is also true in Canada, India, and China. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.